This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Election Day in Afghanistan Saturday featured delays, widespread communication failures, and even some militant attacks. But as Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports, voters said democracy far outweighed the risks.
The capital was one of at least four cities hit by explosions, including a polling center. All of the attacks were small scale because of a strong and very public security presence, but there were multiple casualties, including at least one death. Of almost 5,000 polling centers, some 400 were also closed because they were inside Taliban territory. And the Election Commission reported that it couldn't establish communications with about 900 centers, although it gave no details to where or why. As a result, a low overall turnout is expected. 12 candidates are vying for the presidency in this vote, but it's likely to come down to incumbent President Ashraf Ghani or his former deputy Abdullah Abdullah. Preliminary results won't be released until at least mid-October.
Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Syria's foreign minister Walid al-Mualim on Saturday demanded an immediate withdrawal of all U.S. and Turkish troops from his country and warned that Syrian government forces had the right to take countermeasures if they refused. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Addressing the UN General Assembly through a translator, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim says the U.S. and Turkey maintain an illegal military presence in northern Syria and must leave.
Should they refuse, we have the right to take any and all countermeasures authorized under international law.
Syria's civil war has been going on for 8 years, and while most of the country has returned to government control, the oil-rich northeast is held by U.S.-backed Kurdish groups.
That's Julie Walker. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police sprayed a water cannon to disperse protesters gathered outside the Legislative Council building on Saturday night. Reuters' Emery McCarthy has details.
Police fired water cannon and pepper spray at protesters in Hong Kong on Saturday night as demonstrators threw rocks and blocked a key road next to a rally near the local headquarters of China's People's Liberation Army. Protesters also shone lasers at a helicopter overhead as the demonstrations, which started out peaceful early Saturday, then turned violent. Saturday marked 5 years since the student-led umbrella protests, which gripped Hong Kong for 79 days.
That's Amber McCarthy of Reuters. The United States does not currently plan to stop Chinese companies from listing on U.S. stock exchanges, according to Bloomberg. It quoted a U.S. Treasury spokeswoman as saying that the United States had no such plans. Reuters reported on Friday that President Donald Trump's administration is considering delisting Chinese companies from U.S. stock exchanges in a move that would be part of a broader effort to limit U.S. investment in Chinese companies. Friday's report sent stocks lower on Wall Street. The next round of trade negotiations between the United States and China is next month. Zimbabwe's former president Robert Mugabe was buried Saturday in a low-key event in his rural village. Columbus Mavunga reports.
A Roman Catholic Mass was held Saturday afternoon at the home of former Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe, about 100 kilometers southwest of Harare, before his burial. Only family members were allowed to witness the actual burial, which took place at his home just before sunset. Mugabe died in Singapore after a long illness, which his successor, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, later said was cancer. After his nearly 40 years in power, Mugabe was ousted by the army in 2017 and replaced by his ally of over 50 years, President Mnangagwa. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Zimba, Zimbabwe.
Asian American groups are objecting to the Trump administration's efforts to step up deportation of Cambodians as dozens of refugees with criminal convictions are being ordered to report to federal officials next week for removal. Asian American activists argue that many of those facing deportation served criminal sentences years and in some cases decades ago when they were young, troubled refugees, struggling to adjust to a new country after their families had fled Cambodia's brutal Khmer Rouge regime. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrne, VOA News.
VOA. VOA1, the Voice of America.